Chapter 4. I Really Hate Group Dates. Yoongi doesn't get a date on the first filming day, and he wonders if that's a bad sign. He's not the only one who didn't, so it can't mean doom for everyone, but it also doesn't exactly feel like a positive omen. Mostly, he just feels adrift. He'd been so sure he was done, and he has no idea what he's doing here, though he's certain it's because of the producers. Seokjin clearly thinks he's an asshole, and the look in his eyes when he'd handed over the rose had been one of a hostage being fed lines by his captor. Like, Yoongi is a waste of his every handsome breath, which means that Yoongi is now in a war. A war to irritate Seokjin as much as humanly possible before he stops being entertaining enough to keep around. But he wishes he'd paid more attention during Saran's pre-show training sessions, because his on-site expert is definitely not talking to him anymore. Jimin had pulled him aside as soon as he'd come out of his room this morning, heedless of the camera beside them, or the fact that Yoongi hadn't had any coffee yet, and laid into him without hesitation. "You tricked me," he'd said, the anger from the night before still hot and strong. "You pretended like you were stupid so I would help you, and then you stole my time with Jin and beat me." And Yoongi hadn't, but he's not dumb enough to pretend it doesn't look that way, so he'd just said, "I'm sorry, but I don't think I beat you. Trust me, he and I aren't compatible." Jimin hadn't softened. "That's exactly what you would say, you snake. Don't talk to me anymore."
"Snakes are really nice," Taehyung said as he wandered down the hallway. "Jimin, let me tell you everything about snakes. Bye, Yoongi."
And that was their last interaction, Jimin getting up and leaving the room every time Yoongi entered for the rest of the day. Even the affront of Jungkook getting the first solo date hadn't been enough to get Yoongi off the top of his shit list, and Yoongi hates it, but he's not sure what else he can do when Jimin won't exist in the same physical space as him.
"It's not like I care," he says to Hoseok over the pool table.
They're being filmed, because they're always being filmed, but Yoongi already feels like this is all happening in some alternate reality that no one will ever see. Like, he doesn't have to be careful. One day in this place and he's fucking lost it.
"If Jimin wants to be immature, I can't stop him."
Hoseok shrugs expressively and sinks the three ball.
"Are you saying I'm the one being immature?"
"I'm not saying anything," says Hoseok, grinning as he pockets another. "I am hustling the hell out of you, though. You said you were good at this."
"These sticks aren't regulation," says Yoongi,
frowning at his like that's a real thing.
"The thickness is all wrong."
He's interrupted when Jungkook starts screaming from the lawn, and Yoongi takes advantage of Hoseok's inattention to pull a couple of his balls out and put them back on the table, before shuffling out to the landscaping. Jungkook's pulling things out of a huge bag and passing them around, talking so fast and interrupting himself with laughter that Yoongi can't figure out what's going on. Seokjin is standing across the property, too far away to make out any expression, but clearly watching them all. Yoongi wonders what he's thinking, then thinks he's probably considering how best to fuck them all over for his precious TV show, then wonders why he cares. He's interrupted in his musings by a teddy bear in the face.
"Ouch,"
he says, leaning over to pick it up. It's wearing a bow tie, and its stitching is already giving out, but it's very soft underneath the pads of his fingers.
"What's this?"
"They went to a carnival," says Namjoon next to him, holding a stuffed crab. "Jungkook won a lot of prizes, and now they're ours." Jimin's voice cuts through Yoongi's response like a stiletto.
Why does everyone else get real animals and I get a unicorn? Are you saying I shouldn't exist? That I shouldn't be here? No, says Jungkook hurriedly. No, it's just really pretty, like you. And I thought you'd like the colors because they're the same as that awesome jacket you have.
Jimin's eyes widen before his mouth flattens into an annoyed line.
Whatever.
Jimin, I want our toys to be best friends, says Taehyung, waving his snake around expansively as he drapes himself over Jimin's smaller form. Come on, they need to have a bonding session.
Jimin sends a last glare at anxious Jungkook, aimed more at the rose he's carrying in his pocket than anything, then turns on his heel and says, Can they bond while I get ready for my date with Seokjin?
There are a couple of poorly hidden snorts in the group, Jihyun and Kunwoo most prominent, because even Yoongi, who's barely paying attention, knows that they're all going on a big, weird date together. Jimin doesn't acknowledge them. Neither does Taehyung.
Sure, let's go pick out your rings, okay? Can I touch them all?
Jimin laughs and agrees as they walk off together into the house, and the rest of the group collectively relaxes. They thank Jungkook for their gifts, which brightens him again, even though he keeps cutting little glances at the front door around his smiles. Yoongi sidles up to him once the group has dispersed and says,
You want to come play pool? I'm just about ready to finish kicking Hoseok's ass, and then he'll have to get ready.
I love pool, says Jungkook, picking up the empty burlap sack and tying it around his neck like a cape. I'm really good at it.
Yoongi tucks his new bear under his arm and says,
That's what you think. I've been playing pool since before you were born, kid.
When they get back in the room, Hoseok is already there, staring at the table with a look of intense concentration on his face, and he says suspiciously,
I thought I was winning by more than this.
No way, says Yoongi, grabbing his stick. You just have a terrible memory. Besides, it doesn't matter because I'm about to run the table. Watch and learn, Jungkook. Watch and learn.
Jimin, Kunwoo, Jihyun, Hoseok, Hyungmin, and Heechul all leave for their dates under the same cloud of mystery as Jungkook's, though they'd been trying to figure out where they were going for a solid hour, to Yoongi's severe annoyance. At least Hoseok had promised to give him insights about how all of the group date stuff worked when he got back, to better prepare Yoongi for tomorrow. But without Hoseok, he's bored, because they can't have their phones in this place, and it's impossible to write lyrics longhand when everyone around him is talking about how great Seokjin's ass is or how much they don't like the people who aren't there. Minho in particular is a veritable font of Seokjin facts, and he's cornered captive audience Jungkook in the common room to recount the plots of several of his movies in excruciating detail. Yoongi makes it through one, some kind of high-money drama where Seokjin had played a poor but earnest love interest, and he's a little into it despite himself, but when Minho starts on the next without pause, he stands up and mutters something about using the bathroom. He runs into Namjoon coming out of the confessional recording room, his eyes a little watery, and grabs him before he goes into the common area.
Let's go sit somewhere else, he says. Somewhere quieter. Talk.
Sure, says Namjoon. He coughs to clear the rasp from his throat, then follows Yoongi into a little study where there are pre-mounted cameras set up. Yoongi has already learned through being yelled at several times that he's supposed to stick to as few rooms as possible to make the film crew's lives easier, and they're just trying to do their job, so he's willing to go along with it when it suits him.
What's up? Says Namjoon when they're settled.
Yoongi sighs and curls around a pillow. He's not in his stage clothes anymore,
down to more comfortable stretchy pants and a big sweater, and it's making him want to nap nearly constantly.
Nothing specific. Just wanted to get away.
From who? Says Namjoon, and it's legitimate curiosity instead of gossip excitement. So Yoongi says,
Minho, he's a good guy, but he can be intense.
Really? I didn't notice, says Namjoon. He laughs. Then again, people sometimes say that about me. But he's a good roommate, so I'm not going to complain.
He definitely knows a lot about Seokjin, says Yoongi diplomatically.
I know. It's been really helpful getting his insights. Seokjin's really cool, too. Not what I expected.
Huh, really?
Yeah, says Namjoon. I thought I'd be awkward with him, but he's easy to talk to. Gentle. Keeps to the back seat. And he laughs at everything, even when it's not very funny. Plus he's cute. Yoongi grins.
Did you just describe a grown man as cute? Are we in high school again?
God, I hope not, says Namjoon. But I guess maybe I am, emotionally, since I only figured out I was gay a few months ago. He says it casually, like it's common knowledge, and Yoongi freezes.
Shit, I didn't mean to. I mean, I should have thought.
Namjoon smiles at him.
It's fine. I just talked about it in that confessional interview for 30 minutes, so it's not exactly a secret. And it's not like... I was never in the closet, really. I never had a big emotional meltdown over it. I was busy getting my degree, and I never thought about dating. With anyone. It didn't come up.
But you're stupidly hot, says Yoongi, looking at his dimples and his long legs and the chiseled squareness of his entire being.
How could it never come up?
I usually wear glasses, says Namjoon. Like that solves everything. Anyway, I think some people asked me out, but I was never sure, and it just didn't matter.
So what happened? Asked Yoongi. That made it matter.
Well, a friend and I went to a botanical garden all the time. Him to take pictures and me to smell things and think about how to make them into tastes. We went almost every weekend, and it was really good, until one day he said in the middle of a shoot, I never wanted to ask this, because I'm happy, but my company wants me to go to Europe. For a while. And I'm thinking about it, but before I decide, I have to know if we're dating June.
Holy shit, says Yoongi.
Yeah, says Namjoon fervently. I didn't know what to say, and I guess that was answer enough, because he said it was fine, and he's in Europe now. But I realized after he was gone that we weren't dating, but I would have liked to be. That it would have been a nice flavor to have right then. I really miss him.
So you're filling the void by jumping into gay reality TV? Asks Yoongi. Talk about 0 to 60 in a second.
Namjoon's face sets into something more stubborn. You have to do full testing in a controlled setting before you move on to real-world applications, he says. And if I'm not gay for Seokjin, I'm not gay for anyone. Yoongi can't stop a bubble of laughter, and Namjoon's mouth twitches in response. And they sit in a silence that the editors who review this footage are going to hate, but Yoongi appreciates more than he'll ever admit. The first group date comes back exhausted and covered in clay from pottery making, but Jimin very smugly has a rose in his hand, and that means there isn't nearly so much tension in the house. He recounts his story of how he made a perfect pottery rose for Seokjin with Shakespearean intensity, and they all congratulate him sincerely enough that he has a big smile on his face for the rest of the night. Hoseok tells Yoongi over fried chicken that the whole thing was surprisingly normal despite the cameras, and that Seokjin liked to let people focus on the activity. He describes it as going to a weekend arts and crafts lesson, but with a gorgeous guy wandering around, flirting intensely with all of the participants at unpredictable intervals. Yoongi thinks that sounds like a nightmare he's had once, but he's careful not to let that show on his face. Hoseok also says that everyone had to shoot private time with Seokjin for a special conversation, so Yoongi had better come up with some kind of special conversation he wants to have. He hasn't by the next morning, when he does some pre-interviews talking about the other guys in the house, what he thinks of Seokjin and his chances, and the competition as a whole. He tries to keep himself generic, no matter how hard the questioners push him. Yoongi isn't really the type of guy to be pushed, but when he sees some other people leaving the room with distress on their faces, he makes sure to find a tissue box and put it on the little table outside, just to give them something to grab onto when they leave. When they film the group date invitation scene, Taehyung rips open the envelope and reads, "Let's see if we can heat up our hearts," like it's an awards show, then immediately guesses that they're going to a volcano. "Or the beach?" says Wonho hopefully. Minho shakes his head, a dreamy smile on his face. "I bet Seokjin takes us to a spa." "Maybe we're going to cremate dead bodies," says Yoongi breathlessly, making Namjoon laugh so hard that the entire production has to be halted while he recovers. As they get loaded into the vans, Yoongi follows Namjoon and Minho into theirs, mostly because Taehyung's wide-legged pants get stuck in the sliding door and cause a brief pile-up at the first van. He doesn't see Seokjin anywhere, because Big Star Seokjin probably rides in a limo and eats peeled grapes on his way to wherever they're going, not squished up in a too-small backseat with giant Namjoon and small but flailing Minho. They probably fan him the whole ride, too. It's the longest 40 minutes of his life before he can finally stumble out into the blessedly fresh air, and away from Minho's recounting of the drama where Seokjin had needed to save the family business from hard-hearted loan sharks. They're not at a beach or at a spa, but at what looks like a warehouse in a very boring parking lot. "Maybe we are cremating people," says Namjoon quietly, and Yoongi grins. Taehyung and Wonho join them, Taehyung with a disappointed line bisecting his forehead. Yoongi pats him on the back and says, "The volcano could be inside." "Yeah," says Taehyung, brightening, but when they go in, it's definitely not a volcano. Instead, it's a huge industrial kitchen, a bunch of very loud crews setting up, and Seokjin and Kevin chatting handsomely in the middle of a fleet of stovetops. They're both wearing suits and look just the same, smooth and ready to sell whatever product is placed in front of them. Ridiculously, even in a huge room with only ventilation windows and no natural light anywhere, they still glow like they're in a sunlit meadow on a summer day. Seokjin breaks away from Kevin as soon as he notices them, smiling broadly, though it turns into more of a smirk when he sees Yoongi's uncovered head and patterned button-up. Seran had gotten it for him before he left, shoving it in his bag with a bunch of other casual formal clothes he knew he'd never wear. But she'd been insistent that he should have options, and when he'd tried to think about the sort of thing that would be unexpectedly obnoxious to Seokjin, Paisley seemed to fit the bill. Jungkook had laughed so hard he'd been wheezing on the floor of their room when Yoongi left. They're each assigned a station arrayed with cooking implements, and Taehyung picks them all up individually, like an alien studying Earth technology, while Namjoon looks like he's going to throw up. Seokjin, by comparison, is perfectly composed from his place at the head of the room, and when the camera starts rolling, he grabs a nearby glass of wine and holds it casually. "I love to cook," he says without preamble, and Yoongi can't tell if he's lying. Any man in my life needs to know his way around the kitchen. So today, I'm hoping we can cook up a delicious little something together. Kevin steps forward with a happy clap of his hands. At Seokjin's request, a Michelin-rated chef provided customized recipes suitable for any romantic night at home, which we've randomized and placed at your station, though you're of course welcome to put your own spin on yours. The chef, Seokjin, and I will be the judges of your culinary efforts, and the entire kitchen is at your disposal to create something worthy of a home-cooked dinner date. Work diligently, please, because we all know Seokjin is a hard man to impress. Seokjin elbows him, mock affront on his face, and says, Not at all. My favorite dishes are always the ones made with the most love. Yoongi can't stop his mouth from twitching, and he covers it with a cough. Seokjin looks over, eyebrow arched high into his forehead, and it's clear he thinks this competition will be a great way to humiliate Yoongi yet again. Asshole rappers don't know anything about fine cuisine, after all. He lets the twitch turn into a full-blown smile, big and exaggerated, and he waves at Seokjin like Jimin would, with two excited hands. And Seokjin's other eyebrow joins his first before he looks away, tugging on his shirt cuff. 1 point to Yoongi. But first, says Seokjin, turning slightly as Kevin picks up a box, you have to be properly outfitted. Wonho laughs when Seokjin pulls out a pink apron and wraps it around himself carefully, cinching it at his trim waist. It says, Kiss the Cook, with a big lipstick mark next to it, and he puts it on with every appearance of enjoyment, which makes Yoongi think that maybe this guy really does know how to act after all. He models for a moment, flower cup hands and fluttering lashes, then says, I've picked out one especially for each of you, so please wear them well. Yoongi can't see Minho's, though he seems to like it, and Taehyung gets a boss of sauce apron in steely blue that he says he's never taking off again. Namjoon's reads, Hot Stuff Coming Through, which makes him blush over his entire huge frame and helps take the focus off of Yoongi while he prepares a bored, unimpressed look for Seokjin's turn at his station.
Let me guess, Master of Meat,
says Yoongi, arms crossed over his paisley. Seokjin laughs delightedly, practically sparkling, and Yoongi squashes down his dumb animal brain pleasure at it. That would have been apropos, says Seokjin, if inappropriate. No, I found something that I think suits you perfectly. He pulls out a disgustingly mint-green apron that they'd found from God knows where, and it's not even the same shade as his hair. No, it's a different green, and it's going to clash terribly, and Yoongi's already glaring before Seokjin unfolds it to show, I'm not short, I'm concentrated awesome, emblazoned across the front. In glitter. Do you need help putting it on? Asks Seokjin mildly. Yoongi shakes his head, grabbing it out of his hand with more annoyance than he means to let out, which makes Seokjin laugh again. He ties it on with quick fingers, trying to get this over with, and when he's done, Taehyung gives him a silent round of applause from his own station. You're adorable when you're grumpy, says Seokjin unexpectedly, dropping him a ludicrous wink, and Yoongi feels himself reddening as Seokjin walks away and their time begins. 1 point to Seokjin, and that's 1 point too many.
I have no idea what I'm doing, whispers Namjoon desperately after 15 minutes have passed.
Yoongi looks over at his counters and blinks in shock. Namjoon had grabbed his ingredients with so much confidence that Yoongi had barely noticed him, but now that he's paying attention, it's a total disaster. His onion isn't so much chopped as torn apart, irregular, confusing blobs, and the rest of his vegetables aren't faring much better. He hasn't even turned on his stovetop yet, or started mixing, and they only have an hour.
"How can you not know how to cook?" says Yoongi. "You do this for a living."
Namjoon groans. "I do science for a living. I know biochemistry and molecule combinations, not how to make food edible in practice. I'm going to poison Seokjin, and then I'll go home, and then I'll get fired, and then I'll go to jail." Taehyung meanders past with something that looks suspiciously like a ceramic squirrel, talking to it, but he waves at Yoongi and Namjoon with a sunny smile. As far as Yoongi can tell, he hasn't gotten any ingredients at all, except for a package of crackers from the craft services table, but he seems perfectly happy, so he focuses on spiraling Namjoon instead.
"Look, you have a vegetarian stir-fry, right? There's nothing deadly in that if you wash everything, and cooking is just the application of heat to flavor," says Yoongi, trying to remember the things his brother said when he was drunk. "You know the flavor part of it. Focus on that, and then apply a little heat, and at the very least it will taste good even if it looks like shit." Against all odds, Namjoon seems comforted by that, and he looks at his arrayed ingredients.
"These will all taste good together," he says quietly, "and they have lots of spices in the cabinet."
"Right," says Yoongi encouragingly. "It will be fine. You're not going to poison anyone. I'll help you fix your chopping later." "I can't ask you to do that," says Namjoon, shocked. "You have your own work."
Yoongi looks at his arrayed ingredients for a simple steak and rice side, which isn't even close to the Thai recipe he was given.
"I can't start the meat for another 40 minutes if I want to serve it right. Don't worry about it."
"But it's cheating," says Namjoon, his voice low enough that Yoongi can barely hear it. Yoongi laughs, loudly, and the rest of the room looks at him until he waves them away. Seokjin is over with Wonho, hand on his beefy arm while he asks him about his dish, and he's the last to look away.
"What is this, the fucking Iron Chef?" he says.
"We all know it's ridiculous.
Don't worry about it. Now, mix all the spice together you want, and we'll make a sauce out of it. I'll walk you through it while I stir."
"Thanks, Yoongi," says Namjoon fervently. "You're the best." Yoongi grins.
"You sure you don't want me to be your gay awakening instead of Seokjin?"
Namjoon smiles back and says,
"Not in that apron."
Yoongi throws a towel at him, then goes back to his risotto. Seokjin stops at all of their stations, but he doesn't spend much time at Yoongi's, and he doesn't touch him at all. With everyone else, he's constantly in their space, hands on backs, shoulders brushing, heads tilted in pre-kiss directions. Not that Yoongi is interested in noticing, but stirring risotto doesn't take much mental energy, and he has to fill up his mind with something. Taehyung even feeds him a bite from the spoon, then wipes off lingering sauce with an even more lingering finger, in a way that would be very romantic if there weren't so many lenses, or if Kevin Koo weren't standing right next to them, or if there weren't four other dates in the room staring at them as they did it. Three other dates, really, since Yoongi is apparently there for mockery.
"I thought you had a Thai recipe," says Seokjin.
He picks up the paper and reads it, then looks back at Yoongi's stove skeptically. He started some sautéed vegetables, too, figuring that a little green never killed anyone.
"I didn't know curry was so Italian."
Yoongi looks up from his stirring, and up again, because Seokjin is annoyingly tall.
"I make what I make."
"Ah, so you prefer to stick to your comfort zone."
People say that like it's bad, but it's called the comfort zone for a reason, says Yoongi, shrugging. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be comfortable.
True, says Seokjin. But there's a difference between comfort and stagnation, wouldn't you say? Trying a new recipe for me is a risk, and you don't strike me as a risk-taker. You play it very safe. Yoongi blinks at his serious tone, hand still moving in easy circles, feeling perforated in some way that he can't quite track.
Clothing and hair color aside, says Seokjin, suddenly smiling again. He has a way of turning his perfect face off and on, sliding from one mood to another without flickering, and it's so smooth that Yoongi can't keep up.
You save your risks for the removable parts of yourself, perhaps. Never the permanent.
Your next gig should be a combination cooking and psychoanalysis show, says Yoongi sourly. You seem to think you know everything about both.
Or maybe I just know everything about you, says Seokjin, and he's so much better at this than Yoongi that it's no longer funny. I look forward to your familiar dish.
He leaves before Yoongi can formulate a response, and Namjoon gives him a sympathetic look that Yoongi shrugs away as he takes his rice off the heat.
I'm pretty much done with this, so let's take a look at your vegetables, okay?
Sure, says Namjoon, moving aside as Yoongi makes his way over with his knife.
For the record, I don't think you play it safe.
Yoongi frowns, already slicing the onion chunks.
How would you know?
August D, says Namjoon casually, and Yoongi wants to laugh because August D is the safest he ever is. Wrapped up in a cocoon of persona, saying truths about Min Yoongi that can't be tied back to him in the least. The underground rap scene is dangerous in some ways, and it's frequently sharp-edged, but it's never been a risk. But he doesn't laugh, because Namjoon is trying to make him feel better, and that's not something he wants to erase.
And you came on this show, Namjoon adds, to fall in love in front of an audience. That's not comfortable at all. We've known him for 3 days. Mutters Yoongi, still chopping, but he'd been watching as Seokjin flirted with Namjoon, and it hadn't seemed like 3 days for them. I don't think love is even possible. It's all just sex.
Namjoon takes the onions away and puts horribly mangled zucchini in its place.
I think anything is possible, he says. But no matter what, I think you're brave. Thanks, says Yoongi, not looking up. And I hope it works out for you with Seokjin, if that's what you want.
Namjoon gives him a little side hug, making Yoongi feel tiny, and by the time he finishes with the vegetables, it's time for his steak, and they don't talk again.
This is impressive. Are you a professional chef? Asks the celebrity judge, chewing Yoongi's steak thoughtfully.
When Yoongi shakes his head, smirking, the chef adds,
Well, you clearly know your way around a kitchen. Cooking a rare steak correctly isn't as easy as it sounds.
Perfectly seasoned as well.
Thank you, says Yoongi. My older brother taught me. He's a chef.
He looks at Seokjin, who's also chewing, but with narrowed eyes.
Annoyed eyes, Yoongi thinks. And that's another point for him.
And this is my go-to meal for cozy dinner dates, he adds, a little maliciously. 100% success rate. Why mess with a winning recipe?
The chef laughs, and Kevin and Seokjin join after a beat. They set their plates down, nearly empty, and Seokjin says,
Delicious. Excellently done, perfectly presented, and obviously cooked with love.
Of course, says Yoongi. All of the love I have to give.
Seokjin levels him with a look, then moves on to the next dish.
Namjoon gets ecstatic praise for his Middle Eastern flavor combination. He had used lemon zest to simulate sumac, he says, to the delight of the chef. But they note the roughness of the presentation, almost with pity. Minho had executed a pasta dish at the exact level of a middling Italian restaurant, though they don't put it that way, and Wano's beef and noodles are politely dismissed. Taehyung gets nothing but laughter for his tray of assorted crackers, dipping sauce straight from the container, and a centerpiece of a ceramic squirrel covered by a glass vase, upside down.
"I don't really know how to cook," he says, grinning. "Mostly people cook for me."
"I'll gladly cook for you someday," says Seokjin. "But I don't think you're going to win this challenge."
"Do you think it's beautiful, though?"
asks Taehyung, a little anxiously.
"I wanted it to look beautiful."
"Gorgeous," says Seokjin, the corner of his mouth lifting, and Taehyung's answering smile is brilliant. In the end, the date rose goes to Namjoon, who looks shocked, then chagrined as he accepts it. Yoongi applauds wholeheartedly, though Minho looks despondent and Wano angry. Taehyung, as usual, barely seems to be in the room with them, eating crackers and questioning his squirrel about volcanoes instead. The camera's cut, and Yoongi goes back to his station to clean up, the essence of his mother sitting on his shoulder. Plus, it's soothing to have something to do, and he's nearly finished when he hears Namjoon say from his own area, "But I feel like a fraud. Yoongi did all of the work."
"Did he?" asks Seokjin, and Yoongi wouldn't look up if someone paid him $1 million.
"Including the spice blends?"
"No, that was me."
"Well, that's what you won for," says Seokjin.
"So you don't need to feel like a fraud."
"I appreciate your honesty, but I thoroughly enjoyed your creation. Never say that you're hopeless in the kitchen."
Namjoon thanks him, still a little embarrassed by the sound of it, and Yoongi assumes that will be the end of bachelor interactions until they do their 10-minute private sessions. Seokjin has to go off and be pampered, after all. He's just scrubbing his soaking risotto pot when a low voice says,
"Did you know that when you eavesdrop, your nose twitches?"
He nearly drops the dish in the sink, saving it with superhuman reflexes before he looks up and sucks in a breath. Seokjin's much closer to him than he was during filming, not quite intimate, but nearing the border, and there's no mic nearby, and Yoongi doesn't quite know what's happening here.
"I don't know what you're talking about."
"Of course you don't," says Seokjin. "I just wanted to say I'm sorry to be ruining your 100% success rate. The food was good, but I'm definitely not going to bed with you tonight." There's a mischievous glint in his eye, his full lips quirked in something that feels like it's just for them, even though it isn't. He's flirting hard, though, and Yoongi may not know what game Seokjin is playing right now, but much like cooking, flirting is something that he's better at than people think.
"Who says success is sex?" asks Yoongi, lifting an eyebrow. "Maybe it's just a kiss at the door."
"You're not getting that, either," says Seokjin, and he's still very close. Close enough that his breath hits Yoongi's cheek, just a little bit, and Yoongi focuses on his own air. They still haven't touched, and neither of them look away.
"So, are you ready for our chat?" asks Seokjin.
"We'll go first. I like to get unpleasant tasks out of the way early, you know."
"Smart," says Yoongi.
He grins, feeling reckless. Feeling electric, inside of that targeted charisma once more. Seokjin is just priming him for a good scene, trying to throw him off balance, but Yoongi doesn't have to let him.
"I only wish there were pleasant tasks here for me to look forward to,"
You're the one who's got choices. I've just got you.
Something that's not playful flashes in Sokjin's lovely eyes, but it's not the irritation Yoongi was aiming for. It's something very different, something a little darker and a lot hotter, something that really does feel private, solitary. It's still a game and a show, but there's a small, insistent part of Yoongi that wants to reach up and brush his thumb across Sokjin's throat as he swallows, just to see what he would do. To see if Yoongi could feel an answering ripple in himself. To see how far any of this would go, because Sokjin's flirted with everyone here just like this, and Namjoon thinks that he might be in love already. Sokjin's staring at him, a cat playing with a mouse, and all Yoongi can think is that he'd love to see that cool, composed face crack into hot desperation under his hands. He shoves that thought away from himself as quickly as possible, because he's not doing all of this just to end up actually wanting to fuck this guy.
"Let's get this over with," he says, turning away,
and Sokjin's soft chuckle burns him. But it's not unpleasant. Not at all. Ji-hun and Hyungmin go home that night after a cocktail party that's slightly less chaotic than the first. A party where Yoongi talks to Hoseok and Namjoon and carefully doesn't notice how often Sokjin quietly leans into people, his hand always seeking some kind of contact with the world. He and Yoongi don't talk at all. Yoongi gets the last rose, and he meets Sokjin's eyes for the first time that night, and he still can't read them. There's nothing inside of them that he understands, but he sees them when he's trying to fall asleep, and he wonders why his dick is so very, very stupid.